Hello everyone, my name is Mark and I'm a travel and food blogger. Today I'm going to tell you about a recent trip I took to a stunning mountain region to sample some of their famous regional delicacies. Most tourists travel to this area hoping to admire the historic architecture, but what actually drew me to the area was the spectacular scenery and, of course, the promise of incredible food. I'd heard they produce some of the best artisanal chocolate, exotic honey, and specialty cheeses in the world.
My first stop on Tuesday morning was a small, family-run chocolate shop. I assumed the owner, a man named Julian, had trained as a pastry chef in Paris or somewhere similar, but he told me he was actually a former engineer who decided to change careers and follow his passion. He applies that same precision to his chocolate making.
He generously let me sample a few different varieties. I initially thought the chili chocolate would be my absolute favourite, as I like spicy food. However, the one that really stood out and blew me away had a pinch of sea salt in it. It balanced the sweetness perfectly, so I bought two large bars of that.
Next, I drove out to a local bee farm to hunt down some of the exotic honey I'd read about. Interestingly, the hives weren't kept in meadows of wildflowers, as you might typically expect. Instead, they were situated deep among the pine trees. The bees collect sap from the branches to make a very unusual type of honey.
The beekeeper offered me several types to taste. The light floral ones were very nice, but I ended up purchasing a jar of the dark variety because of its incredibly rich, intense flavour. It had a slightly bitter aftertaste that was absolutely delicious.
By then it was time for lunch. The local pub had a few tempting daily specials, including a wild mushroom stew. I was very tempted by that, but I opted for a dish made with roasted chestnuts, which is a genuine regional specialty and kept me full for hours.
In the afternoon, I went searching for the specialty cheeses the valley is famous for. I'd read in my guidebook about a famous dairy in the centre of the village, but some friendly locals told me to skip that and directed me to a monastery just up the hill. The monks there have been producing cheese for centuries.
One of the brothers kindly took me on a tour. They don't use modern climate-controlled refrigerators to age their cheese. Instead, the heavy wheels of cheese are kept in damp caves underneath the building, which gives them their unique rind and pungent smell. I bought a huge wedge of it to take home.
With all these delicate foods purchased, I had to figure out how to transport them safely. A regular backpack wouldn't protect the artisanal chocolate from melting in the warm car, so I bought a specially insulated cool bag from a market stall to carry everything.
Now that I'm back home, I won't just be writing simple reviews of these products. While my followers always enjoy reading about my travel adventures, I'm actually going to publish some original recipes using the ingredients I bought. I can't wait to see how the honey and cheese work together in a dish.